will keep our end up, and they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dog Blues.
A very good morning as you begin your AFL footy weekend on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. This show every week is brought to you by the official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. Your host today are myself, Chris Brownlee, joined by Craig Bradford and Paris Fabriziani. Paris, what have we got to look forward to on our last show of the year?
As always on the program, we look at all AFL and Blues news. Special guest live interview today is WA Blues sponsored player and Prince of York, Zach Fisher. Kate Jezelenko joins us for Kate's Plate, a dish best served cold. We cross live to the Hyphen, David Rees-Jones, for the much-anticipated The Shirt Front, and provide information on WA Blues events and anything else in footy we can squeeze into the hour.
Thanks for that, Paris. Well, Craig, we couldn't do this show and our last show of the year without our loyal sponsors.
No, we certainly can't. We'd like to put out a real special thank you for their support for the year, especially to WA Blues' major sponsor, Hyundai WA, Platinum sponsors Allmark & Associates, Master Picture Framers and the Carlton Football Club, home in WA, the Empire at 220 Eastern Great Eastern Highway, Lather Lane. And a special thank you to Barbara O'Butchers for their season raffle participation.
Thank you, Craig. Well, it's time to bring our great mate Kate Jezelenko in for the last time this year. Ah, good morning, Kate, and how are you this morning?
Good morning, I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Not too bad. The sun's shining. It's not a bad day here in Perth. What's it like in Melbourne?
Beautiful. Sun shining, 20 degrees, look out. We can get the bikinis on today.
Whoa, 20 degrees.
I know.
Yeah.
Get a suntan.
That's summertime in Warrnambool too, you know, 20 degrees.
Mate, that's a heat, wave in Warrnambool, 20 degrees, Craig. Come on. Are we getting any closer to you guys getting out of lockdown? When's that important date?
Oh, I don't know. There's something about a rolling average, and it has to get to 5, and we're at 14, so they're saying that something's going to ease, but they're not sure what, and we're still here. But the boys go back to school Monday. Hooray! It's over.
Is it true that you're going to try and get a teacher's job next year? Or
no, absolutely not ever. We had the big party last night.
A big
best
party.
Night of my life.
Fair enough.
Big party.
Now listen, this is our last show of the year, Kate, and you joined us this year. You joined us on the back of that. I won't mention the name. That silly person that mentioned a stupid comment. It's been a very strange year, hasn't it? We started the season, we got locked down, we started back the season, and we've been going all the way through. This is, I think, our 29th show of the year.
Yeah.
So we've been going for 29 weeks straight. So it's been great to have you on board, but we know we need one more Kate's Plate for the year. So who we got to look out for today, mate?
Thank you for having me. It's been my absolute pleasure. And on my plate today, I'm serving up a dish of cold shoulder and hot tongue to all the so-called media experts who have in the past bagged our great club and are now jumping on our bandwagon and suggesting so many players from other clubs want to now come to the greatest club on earth, the mighty Blues. Not so long ago, the media continually downgraded us and asked why current players would want to join us, and now the wheel has turned a full circle. List sizes are supposed to be shrinking as of next year, and with all the players from other clubs wanting to join us from media reports, we will have a list size of over 50. Well, media experts, get on board the Teague train, because next year you're in for the ride of your life. Toot, toot. You did eat your peas or finish your meat, so no pudding for you on Kate's plate.
I find it disgusting, disgraceful.
Well said, Kate. You're right. We're probably going to have next year, I know we're only allowed to have 18 on the field, but with the amount of players that want to come to Carlton at the moment, we might have to put in to see if we can get 36 on the field.
Yeah.
That's right. We might win a game. Or a grand final.
Well, with the names of the players that are supposed to be... Well, there's two that have already nominated us, which is great.
Yeah.
And there's... I know the media's the media and they hype up everything, but as you said in your Kate's Plate years ago, they just bag anyone that wanted to come to us, and now then some of the names they're saying that want to join us will be fantastic if that's true, but once again, how the hell do we get those deals done? But we'll see what we can do. So anyway, Kate, just... moving on, what do you think has been your best Kate's Plate for the year? Was it your first one? Or was it the love for your father at the 50th anniversary of that great market?
Yeah.
I think my best achievement would be getting Dad to actually talk to someone. So that would be my favourite one.
Well, that was true, Kate, because if you recall, the lead up to that week, the WA Blues were bombarded from media over in Melbourne wanting to get a hold of your father or having to speak to your father. And it was fantastic that they were actually chasing the WA Blues to actually... I don't know what's going on. Something's happened in the studio. That was fantastic. It was great that your father actually spoke to you and we could actually put it on the show that all great Carlton supporters could hear it. So that was fantastic.
I had to pull on his heartstrings to get him on. So
that was well done.
The joys of being a baby daughter.
That's true, but we better play this.
To the wing position on the member stand side. Oh, just a
you're guilty.
Jeez,
we've gave that a plug this year.
I've given that a huge run this year. Don't worry, it'll continue.
It'll go into next year as well. I can see
next year too. Don't worry about that. Anyway, before we let you go for the year, it's funny saying that for the year. It's only October.
I know, it's strange.
It's very strange. But how are your rabbits?
How's that rabbit cage? It fell apart.
Oh God, it's fine. The back of the rabbit cage hasn't been put together. We tried to move it outside. It fell apart. He didn't use the washers, so all the bolts just fell through. But they're good. They're getting big now. They're beautiful.
Yeah, look, tell him it's always good to read the instructions correctly and what they supply must be used.
Well, how many bolts and screws were left over?
Plenty. There's half a bag. I'm not sure what he's done.
Oh, that's always a telling factor.
I know. I work furniture retail for 30 years, Kate, and furniture started coming flat-packed. And they got me to put one thing together, and it took me like 3 hours, and I was like, Trent, there was still nuts and bolts and everything left over.
Yep.
So I was barred very quickly from putting stuff together, so I know how he feels.
So, at least he was good playing footy. He was a good footy player.
Yeah, I must admit, it was quite entertaining watching the videos you're posting of him trying to put it together. I'm sitting there laughing to myself, thinking, oh, I know how you feel.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Look. He tries his hardest. That's the main thing.
That's the most important thing. Yeah. All right, Kate, we better wrap it up. Once again, thank you very much for being on the show with us this year. It's been a pleasure having you on. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope the listeners have enjoyed sometimes your whack, sometimes the love. It's just a bit of a mix-up, and it's just been something different that we wanted on the show. Yeah. So to you especially, thank you. And to you and your family, make sure you look after yourself, stay safe, take care. And as always, go Blues.
Go Blues. Thank you. It's been my absolute pleasure.
Thanks,
and go the Lions. Go the Lions for grand final.
Yes, that's what we're after.
That's what we're after. Lions, yes.
All right, you take care, Kate.
All the best,
Kate. You too, guys.
Catch up.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Kate Jezalinko there, Craig. Well, Craig,
yes.
Can we now move on to Blues News, if we've got what Blues News we've got on?
Yeah, for sure. No troubles at all. Okay, Carlton Live Wire, Zach Fisher.
Who we have on.
Well, I was about to say today, who is our special guest today, has inked a new two-year contract extension, committing his future to the club. Fisher will continue to excite the Carlton faithful to unleash the end of season 2023. The 22-year-old still had 1 year to run on an existing deal, but did not hesitate to sign to help the football club earn success in coming seasons. After 3 seasons of development through the midfield, Fisher showcased his eye-catching class and brilliance in the forward line this year, snagging many sensational goals at crucial times. His 4 goals on return in round 11 against the Eagles had us jumping out of our skin, so it was good to have him back. Fisher also finished the 2020 season ranked above average among small forwards for tackles inside 50, pressure acts and metres gained. Carlton head of list management Nick Austin said the club was excited to see Fisher continue to emerge as a dynamic player for the Blues. This year, Zach has shown his versatility and commitment to do everything he can to help his football go further and succeed as a person. Austin said his ability to adapt to a new role up forward has added another aspect to his game and will be a real asset for our side moving forward. Our members and supporters enjoy seeing Zach electrifying with evasiveness and
footy smarts. I've got to get that book, Paris. I've got to get that book.
I've always had issues getting that word out.
We're going to have reading classes before the next year's show.
I think so. Yep.
Listen, I'm going to tell my mum on using it. You don't want to take my mum on. We look forward to seeing those traits for many years to come. On other good news, emerging defender Ton Williamson has also committed to remain in the Navy Blue Guernsey for at least the next two seasons. Williams has signed until the end of season 2022, following a year which saw the 20-year-old cement his place in the Carlton back six. His resilience and determination are just two things that stand out for me with all the issues he's had over the last 4 years, and to come back and have the season he's had this year is... just awesome.
Been
for
outstanding.
Him.
Yes.
Yeah, look, he's just really, and I actually think he could actually move forward and go into the midfield to help Cripper out, but that's another thing. So,
well, I think you're probably right there because by the sounds of it, we're going to have enough halfback flankers.
So. Yeah, well, it's just good to see him. He's stuck fat and he's worked his backside off to get fit, and you know, with all his back issues and the club having faith in his ability, and he's just repaid that this year. So. And in some AFLW news, the Carlton Football Club also was delighted to welcome some new talent in the 2020 AFL Women's Draft. The Class 2 Icon Park, one which they're very happy to get, was Mimi Hill, Daisy Walker and Winnie Lang to wear the navy blue jumper next year. The Blues were extremely pleased to land all three players, who all have speed, power and quality ahead of the 2021 season. Hill will be electrifying the Carlton faithful after the pacey midfielder was elected with pick 12 overall in the 2020 NAB AFL Women's Draft. The game changers have also strengthened their back line with the acquisition of Walker, the defensive utility selected with pick 28, while the acquisition of Lang with pick 36 will add the club's quality ball use off halfback. GM of women's football Ash Brown said the club was delighted with three players it has added through the draft. So,
Craig, where do you see Hill playing this year? Anyway, we'll leave it there. Okay.
What did I say now?
We better move on now.
Thank God this is the last show. I go home with such a complex after this show.
No, it's good to have you on, Craig. We have to have
cutting you back down to size.
We have to have someone to, you know.
Anyway. Just ask me.
Oh, that's right. anyway, Paris, what have we got in AFL news?
The big news that's been going around social media this week is Essendon defender Adam Sard has chosen Carlton as his future home. Sard informed the Bombers and his teammates of his wish to head across town and join the Blues from next season. Up until recent days, the Bombers had remained hopeful in securing the out-of-contract defender, but he indicated that he wants to join Carlton, who edged out North Melbourne for his services. A trade will now need to be facilitated between the two arch-rivals. It's another significant recruitment for the Blues, who have already won the commitment of Giants restricted free agent Zach Williams to join the club ahead of 2021. Sard, who's 26, was considering a move to Carlton at the end of the 2017 season before deciding on the Bombers when returning home to Victoria following 2 years at Gold Coast. Talks with the Bombers regarding a new long-term deal for Sard had stalled in recent months, and despite receiving an offer of up to 5 years, he's decided his future lies away from Tullamarine. Another Essendon player, Joe Danaher, has informed that he wants to join Brisbane. Danaher is making his way towards Brisbane after a camping trip in central Queensland where he'd been considering his future. The Bombers later confirmed Danaher's decision via a statement attributed to list manager Adrian Dodoro. We put forward a contract offer to Joe, but he's expressed his strong desire to live away from Melbourne. We understand that free agency is part of our industry and is the right to explore his options. It is understood the Lions' medical history in rejuvenating injured players was a major factor in pushing the 2017 All-Australian towards Brisbane over suitors that included Geelong and Sydney. How many Essendon players are they going to have next year?
I love it. I love it.
Everyone's leaving North Melbourne. Did you see Robbie Tarrant's now come out and says he wants to explore his options?
Oh, really?
Yes. Geez, that'll hurt them.
Yes. You know my feelings towards the Essendon Football Club.
And so, sorry, what are they?
I can't say that on radio. but it is just, I'm sitting back with the
smiling.
Biggest, I'm like a Cheshire cat with the grin I have at the moment and just going, I couldn't happen to a nicer
club.
But keep going, Paris.
Because who else are there? Sorry, Devin Smith has come out this week and
also,
said it.
Also, yep.
Yep. Fantasia's about to
nominate.
Say I'm going.
Yep. Yep. Has Zach Merritt said anything? No, he's been in quite a few of the photos.
He has 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah.
So if they don't sign him to a longer-term one very soon...
You never know. Ah, well.
Anyway, it's good to see. Good to see for that
it's
football
great.
Club.
Now, I'm going to be a bit of a Craig here. I don't know how to pronounce this.
Do we have a go for you?
Adam Uze.
Well done.
Oh.
Ex-Melbourne player, yes.
You stole my book.
Coach in waiting, Adam Uze, has departed Hawthorn to return to his playing roots at Melbourne. He's been a man in demand since the Hawks season finished with Adelaide, the club he interviewed at for the senior coaching role last year, also inquiring about his services. However, the 43-year-old wanted to remain in Victoria for family reasons and will instead join the Demons, where he's a life member, played 271 games and all Australian honours and won a best and fairest. Experienced assistant coach John Blakey is departing Sydney after 14 seasons at the club. A former champion of North Melbourne and Fitzroy is returning to Melbourne, having accepted a position with the Kangaroos where he played 224 of his 359 AFL games. He's the father of Sydney player Nick, who went through Sydney's academy and chose not to join North Melbourne as a father-son. But Nick's future at the Swans is sure to be put in the spotlight in coming years. During his time with the Swans, he's put forward and defensive line coach, and after a three-year stint as the head of development, Sydney coach John Longmire said he would be missed. Another thing that's come up in AFL news since last night, Tom Lynch. Under scrutiny.
Now, come on, Craig. Tell us about that. What are your thoughts on that incident with Tom
Lynch?
Seriously? Your thoughts?
I'm
Everyone
serious.
Has their own opinion.
To me, the guy's lying on his back. Mm. Lynch is standing above him, and he deliberately puts the knee straight into his... I think he actually went for the head. I know he got his shoulder, but I think with his record...
Did he get reported?
No. It was a deliberate act. To me, bang, 2 weeks, goodbye.
Ridiculous as well, considering... Well, I mean, his two other acts during the year were worse, and he got off on them.
My opinion, it's a stupid act.
It's a dog
it's
act.
Something that he does too often.
Yep.
But I don't think it's reportable. That's just my opinion.
All right, we'll ask Reece Jones this later, and he's going to say with me, rub him out.
I'm not sure about that. Has there been any retirements? No. I think, what's his name?
James Frawley from Hawthorn, premiership player.
Did you miss that?
It was on a separate piece of paper. It had one line.
Do you want to borrow my glasses?
So while we've just got a minute or so before we go to a break, what are your guys' thoughts on all the social media, scuttlebutt or whatever it is, about all these players, the names of these players wanting to come to Carlton?
I think it's good on a personal view that it's being a lifelong Carlton supporter that we're getting back to where we were when we were a powerhouse. Few years back, these names never popped up about coming to Carlton. Now that they can see what direction we're going with, the players that we've got, and they can see that we are going to be a threat, I just think it's good.
I just quite like all, the rumours getting put in those Carlton, the groups, Blues, Believers and whatnot, and everyone's saying, nah, I don't want him. Nah, I don't want him.
It's been good.
Anyway, we have to wait until after the grand final to find out what will take place.
Yeah.
But it's a bit exciting, Blue supporters. Anyway, it's time now to go for a well-earned break with a few words from our sponsors. And when we return, we cross live to the Prince of York, Zach Fisher. Go Blues.
Go Baggers.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blue schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor.
Perth Window and Door Replacement Company remain your prestige conversions and replacement specialists since 1983. With an extensive range of products and services, they pride themselves on their ability to tailor solutions to your individual requests. Not just proud supporters of the Mighty Blues, they are respected members of the Australian Glass and Window Association, ready to serve you with the highest standards and integrity. So for your next sliding, bifold, French, awning, security screen, doors or windows, trust only Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Station sponsor.
With over 20 years of experience, Laird Blair Buckingham, your master framer, helped make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. A display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2020 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers, Cannington. Come see us today.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Your WA Blues are the official Carlton Football Club member network of Western Australia, established since 1992. In season 2020, we can't wait for our eventual return to the WA home of the Blue Baggers Empire, where we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, food and drink specials for the Baggers, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. Information on the WA Blues supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dog Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. Now it's time to cross live to WA Blues sponsored player, the Prince of York, Zach Fisher. Good morning and welcome to Breakfast with the Blues.
Hello,
Zach.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Zach. Oh, I thought I'd lost you there for a minute. Zach, before I hand you over to the panel, just this week you extended your playing contract by a further 2 years. You must be happy with the direction the club is heading.
Yeah, mate, it's super exciting. I think when we talk about Carlton, I think we use the word exciting a lot, but, you know, I've formed a real close relationship with a lot of boys, and, you know, I love the club and I love where the club's heading. So, wrapped the pen to paper for another till end of 2023.
Mate, that's fantastic.
Awesome news.
We're very happy that you've done that. Yep. I'll now throw you over to Paris.
What was it like being in the WA hub, obviously being in your home state?
Yeah, it was awesome to go back to WA. It was a bit sad at one stage because, you know, Mum and Dad were so close, but I couldn't see him. So up in Joondalup, but then, you know, it was cool to get home. The weather wasn't as good as I thought it would be, and the boys paid me out for that, but it's all good.
No, you're right. I can remember when you guys came over.
Yeah.
I think the first few days, because the game against Hawthorn was beautiful, and then it just turned to rubbish over here, didn't it? It would rain. Because I can remember your parents actually did...
They came to a function
we had the game before...
It was the West Coast.
West Coast game when it was pouring rain, so that they turned up to the function. So, yeah, you're right. The weather was pretty ordinary over here at that stage.
Zach, how are you going? Yeah. Craig Bradford here. Your first game back this year was against West Coast, which we were at. And, mate, I must admit it was a good return back to footy and a welcome back to Perth for you, mate. You must have been happy.
Yeah, it was a fun game. I think it was one of those games where, you know, the ball bounced my way a few times. And I think as a forward, you know, you have to be an opportunist. And I thought, you know, I took my opportunities really well that day.
Certainly did.
So what was going through your head the last few minutes of that game against Fremantle, and what was it like when Jack Nunes kicked that goal?
It's a funny feeling, that one, because it happened the year before with Murph. So I didn't think we could do it again, but, it was awesome that he kicked the goal. And, you know, he's given us a memory that we, I reckon, will remember for the rest of our lives.
Mate, got to ask a question, even though I think, was there about 20,000 there, 16,000 at the up the stadium that night? I know we had a huge contingent of Carlton supporters. Could you actually hear that on the ground?
Yes, I can. This year is probably the first year that I can. The crowds have been unreal, especially with the less numbers. Going from round one against zero play or zero fans to the small capacity of up on Gold Coast, yeah, they cheer very loud.
Yep. It's been good. But I know it's hard for the people in Melbourne that listen to our show that they couldn't get to go to a game. Yeah. But for us, lucky ones over here in WA and in Perth, it's been fantastic.
You just quickly mentioned the one with Murph. What was going through your head when you just tapped it over to him in those last few seconds?
I caught him at the corner of my eye. I nearly took possession of the ball, and this is actually a bit of a funny story, but I was messing around with a few of the ruckmen that week, and I did tap Ruckcraft that the week before, no joke. The first time and the last time I've ever done it. And in that moment, I thought, yeah, time to just tap the ball on. But, yeah, I actually did Ruckcraft that week.
It paid off,
mate. Yes, mate, you might have to do it a bit more often. Mate, look, I haven't done it since. That's all right. Mate, you've got all off-season to practice it and refine it.
Yeah.
And, mate, I've got a question from our chairman, John, WA Blues chairman. He wants to ask this question to you, mate. Has there been any formal presentation as yet to Lachie Plowman in regards to the plough jacket?
I thought this would come up. There's no formal presentation, but he has received a photo. He has received the jacket.
Yep.
I must get a photo of me and him wearing it. We might have to wear it out one night. Very funny. Awesome jacket.
Mate, if he comes over, mate, don't wear it out to Northbridge, all right?
No. Might get it taken off him.
What was it, obviously, with Simo and Big Cruiser both retiring this year, what was it like playing alongside them?
Oh, I don't think I played too many games with Cruiser, but they're both warriors in the heart of the Carlton Football Club. And I can, they're the two players that just make you stand up a bit taller when you walk on the field with them. Having Simo's last couple of weeks in the hub, where, you know, we're with him, playing cards with him for two, you know, well, felt like 11 weeks, but to have those moments with him, I reckon, was really special. So, yeah.
Zach, I'm a huge, big fan of Eddie Betts, and I'm so glad that we got him back this year. How has he been a big help with you in helping you with your forward craft as to where to be, when to come, when to go, and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, massively. I have a huge thanks to Eddie. I think this year, you know, coming down and really buying into that forward role, he was really clear and, you know, has all those little tips. It's something, you know, his ability you can't teach, but you know the stuff he did teach was you know, really grateful, and I thought it helped my football a lot this year.
Mate, Zach,
valuing the small things that not on the stat board.
Yeah, mate, the club did come out and say that they wanted you to establish yourself as a small forward. What position do you prefer to play? Do you prefer to play the midfield role or the small forward role?
I think I still prefer to play midfield.
Yep.
But at this stage, in my career, I think I'm really happy with my role as a small forward, and I felt that I've had good progression, so I'm really enjoying trying to master that craft as well, because I feel like in a team now, if you pin to one position, I think being flexible with positions will help in my career.
Mate, I know most of the supporters like you playing in midfield, and they like seeing you when you actually come from the centre with that bit of dash and bang, that delivery. So hopefully that you can still do that, and the Blue fans can see that for many, many years to come. Craig.
Thank you.
You sort of actually stole my thunder. I was going to say that sort of thing as well, but I think, like, you're young enough, you're still, what, 22, 23?
Yeah.
So I think with the way the team's going, and you could probably still have a role there next year, maybe going through the midfield to help out as well, hopefully, because your skill and your class out of that centre is good to watch, I must admit.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I think, yeah, that's obviously up to David and the coaching staff, but, yeah, I'm really happy just to play my role for the team, as cliche as it sounds. But, yeah, just playing again this year was really awesome.
Mate, it must be... how is it wearing that number 25 jumper? We have Kate Jezelenko on every Saturday morning, and we've been with this guy from South Australia that bagged Jez's mark. We've been given the Jezelenko, you beauty. But then also, Fev. Now, position on the member stand side. Oh,
Jezelenko!
Has Fev gave you much advice about wearing the 25 jumper?
not much. I remember he texted me, I think, when I got drafted. He's like, yeah, just kick some snags, and as Fev would say that. But, yeah, it's a bit of a heavy number, but, you know, I'm keen and I love the number. I think it's a great number, and I'm just, you know, I want to do it proud. So.
Mate, you are doing it proud.
Yep.
Mate, I've got it. Look, we've had a lot of your ex-teammates on the radio program throughout this year. And I won't mention the name, but they've asked me to ask you this question. So this question's come from one of your teammates. They want to know, are you planning on getting any more unusual tattoos? And can you please elaborate, because we don't know what they're talking about.
I am. I do have some random tattoos. I think I'm a bit of an erratic person, so they don't have much meaning to it. I've got left and right on my thumbs. And obviously the Kick to Charlie tattoo on my quad, but
Kick to Charlie.
They're all spur of the moment things.
Hey, mate, just don't go and get one of those stupid tattoos that Liberatore's got, mate. The Homer Simpson one, they look ridiculous. don't get one of those.
So would you have any idea of the player that asked us to ask you that question?
It could have been Cripper.
No.
He's a huge believer in, you know, you don't put a sticker on a Ferrari. that's always his.
Hey, mate, just talking about Cripper, you two actually shared a house together down in Kew, I think it was, for a while back there.
Yeah,
What was it like living with the big man?
No, it was awesome. He's, you know, an ultimate professional at the end of the day, and I guess just being able to watch him and, you know, what he does, what he eats, his, what he puts in his body is elite, and just being able to come back and have someone of that calibre, you know, obviously as a player, but as a leader. He's always someone I can go to, obviously close friends, but that was awesome. Good experience.
You just mentioned your tattoo, Kick It to Charlie. What's it going to be like next year to have him back on the field with you?
I'm so excited to get Charlie back.
So are we.
Yeah, Charlie and I, it's awesome. Obviously, he'll be linking up with the other tools like Harry and Levi, so that's super exciting.
You might have to get Kick It to Harry on the other quad.
Mate. Yeah.
Harry said if he kicks 10, I have to cross it out and put Harry on it. So.
love it.
it's from a Carlton point of view, like Chris and I, we're diehard Carlton fans, and we've been through the really good times at Carlton. It must be pleasing for you guys now that you're hearing of these big-name players that want to come to us as a destination club. They can see that we're going forward and that there's a good culture at the club.
Yeah, I think that is huge, and hopefully we can get all the named players that want to come across. As I said before, that it's exciting, but at the same time, I still believe that, you know, the list we have, we've got another pre-season, and I've heard, like, as a young player, the more pre-seasons you have, they just keep stacking up, and, you know, progression and hard work that I believe the boys will come back in good nick, and I think that's exciting as well.
Yeah, look, probably the big thing for us is that we're actually seeing that, especially with the back six, we've talked about it a bit this year, like the likes of Liam Jones, who 4 or 5 years ago, his career was over, and just the way that they've been able to gel this year, it's certainly been a good push forward from the back with those guys having that continuity.
Yeah, I think all the back six had a lot of continuity this year, along with the midfield. I think Jonesy and Weeders work really well together, and then you've also got the dashing halfback types. But I think the back six would have played a lot of games together as a six or seven, where I think the forwards had a lot more filter through, which I think the more continuity you get in the forward line as well, that'll be a huge step.
Are you looking forward to next season, just going back to normal and living at home and going to the games, going to the games every week rather than being a hub?
Yeah, super excited for round one. Obviously, I think everyone sets their eyes for round one always. Obviously, I think in my second year, I might have played in front of 91 or 92,000, which is an incredible experience, and I can be all excited for that.
Mate, Zach, I'm just going back now. When in your junior year, you actually played some senior football for Perth. And Perth have made the finals for the first time in a long time over here. Do you still follow that a little bit? Or
Yes, I love the Mighty Ds. Yeah. It was awesome that they made finals. And they've got a few young players playing now, I think. But no, that's awesome to see. I wish I could go to the games, but went to a few games last year. And I think, I went to the game where they just missed out in the finals in the last game.
It was good to see because they got a good ex-Carlton man at the helm. But yep. I know he's finished up with the big Duke. So big
I didn't know he played. I didn't know he played for Carlton until I got drafted.
Didn't you?
Pretty bad.
Hey mate, can I just take you back to one game? I think it was 2018 in the Docklands, and I think Craig, me and you were there. We flew over for this game, and we played the Hawks. And I can't remember the Hawthorn player, but you broke your leg in that terrible game.
Yeah.
You got any malice towards that Hawthorn player still, or?
No. He messaged me after the game and, he said he was sorry. I think it was more of an instinctive pulled his leg out, but he also punched Cripper about 5 minutes before, but all is well.
Excellent.
Mate, since your time at the Mighty Baggers, who's had the biggest impact on you at the club?
I'd have to say Brent Stan. He was my midfield coach in my second year. And I think we've formed, a really good bond and relationship. Went on his family holiday with his wife and two kids last year. I think he's been awesome. He's a very caring guy and, knows a lot of stuff about football, as you'd hope.
Mate, look, we better wrap it up there because we don't want to take up any more of your time, of your precious time.
Yep.
But, mate, as a WA Blues-sponsored player, you hold yourself in such high regard. We're very honoured and special to have you as our sponsored player. Once again, thank you very much on behalf of the entire WA Blues community. We thank you for your sharing some of your precious time today. We especially look forward to next year, 2021, to see how the Blues will go, especially with all this media hype and speculation on the different players we're supposed to be getting. By the sounds of it, we're going to have to run out about 30 on the field with all the names of the players that want to come to us. But, mate, once again, thank you very much. We love watching you play. And as I said earlier, thanks because you stand yourself in high regard and we appreciate everything you do for us in the WA community. So thanks, mate. And as always in this show, we say go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go Blues. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries,
Thank
Zach.
Thanks,
Zach. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Zach Fisher, everyone. A lovely person.
Yeah.
As I said, I was pretty honest. He doesn't do anything wrong.
No.
Lovely guy.
He's getting the recognition now that he, deserves. He's such, I think, when you think of, great players, he wouldn't be one that comes straight to mind.
Correct.
Because he's, what's the word?
Do you want my book?
Yes, I can't think of what the word is. He's just unrecognised, but so
unobtrusive.
Finally getting the recognition.
Look, he's such a lovely guy. He's shy.
He's underrated. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking
for. You can tell he's shy by the way he speaks. He has whereas some of the players just go,
But his family should be very proud of him because he's a lovely young man. Parrish, you had the honour of meeting him down at the season launch this year.
Nice guy.
So it was good. All right. Well, time once again to go for a break with a few words from our sponsors. But when we return, we throw an Erin elbow straight into our regular segment, the Shirt Front. Shirt Front. Live with the one and only David the Hyphen Rhys Jones. And we look back on 2020 maybe, but we'll look forward to the finals and we'll see what we've got on. Go Blues.
I'll just get my book for you, mate.
The official Carlton Football Club member network of Western Australia, established since 1992. In season 2020, we can't wait for our eventual return to the WA home of the Blue Baggers Empire, where we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, food and drink specials for the Baggers, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. Information on the WA Blues supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Go Blues.
With over 20 years of experience, Laird Blair Buckingham, your master framer, helped make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. A display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2020 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers, Cannington. Come see us today.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth. Perth Window and Door Replacement Company remain your prestige conversions and replacement specialists since 1983. With an extensive range of products and services, they pride themselves on their ability to tailor solutions to your individual requests. Not just proud supporters of the Mighty Blues, they are respected members of the Australian Glass and Window Association, ready to serve you with the highest standards and integrity. So for your next sliding, bifold, French, awning, security screen, doors or windows, trust only Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by the WA Blues. It's time now to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here on Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership hero, and the man who personifies everything that bleeding blue means, as we barrel shoulder first into the shirt front and talk about none other than David Rees-Jones.
Jones plays. Oh, what a mark!
First time in my career I'd actually been given instructions to get out and whack someone.
He's been reported.
Rees-Jones just came in and...
I'm glad I'm in Melbourne.
Good morning, David. And where do we find you today, mate? Are you up the bush?
No, I'm home this weekend. So, not risking the ring too much.
Fair enough. Mate, David, I think I might have to call you Nostradamus from now on. Because if everyone remembers from last week's show, you said Mason Cox was the Magpies' only hope of winning. And guess what? He played one off, if not the best game he's played for them.
Yeah, you get them right every now and then. But, obviously he was going to be the key, if he... And he did it against Richmond a few years back, if you remember, in a preliminary final and put Richmond out. So he's got that capacity to really be an influential player. But I don't know, whether it's a ball coming into him or what it is. But, when he stands up, that Collingwood would normally win.
Yep, true.
Now, firstly, Dave, we just would like to apologise. I organised us to have three masks of your charity. Have been on order for 10 days. We're hoping they're going to be here for the last show, but they haven't turned up. But we will endeavour to get a photo of us three wearing the mask for you. So, but we've just had a discussion here earlier, and I'd like your opinion on this. last night's game, Tom Lynch, the knee to the head, suspension or fined?
Oh, look, obviously I never like seeing players suspended at all, but I didn't see it. I was actually flicking between a bit of the rugby and the footy last night, so I missed that little bit.
Well,
I watched most of the, but I don't know. I don't like Richmond much, so I just couldn't stand watching them win. But look, he's always, every game, and it could be their downfall, because if I was, and Cochin's another one. I mean,
yes.
Cochin goes, sort of pushes it a bit. So, Port Adelaide, if I was, and I actually thought last night, I thought if St Kilda physically went at, I know they're not that sort of team, but if they physically went like Brisbane did, Brisbane were fantastic against Richmond, and they, and one of our old players, Mitch Robinson, was antagonising them and verbaling them and going hard at them. So he really did upset them, and I reckon that's the way to beat Richmond at the moment. They look like they they could take it off. You know, they're that good. But you got to rattle them. You got to rattle them with a bit of physicality and a bit of verbaling, and they don't like it because you know, I think a few of their players might be a little bit ahead of themselves. And,
I'm with
you. So I'd like to see Port Adelaide. I think Port Adelaide have got a few guys who can get into them and unsettle them a bit. So it's going to be a great match next week.
Do you think they're drinking a bit of their own bathwater, mate?
I wasn't going to put it that far, but yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking at the moment.
Yeah.
But, no, good on them. They're a very good team, and they're playing good footy at the right time of the year.
I was a bit like yourself last night, David. I was flicking and watching the rugby and then going back to the Richmond-St Kilda game. St Kilda had moments where they were dominating,
yes,
but just couldn't score. And they just kept missing and missing, and then Richmond would go down and just kick one. And that was the difference. They had their moments, St Kilda. They just couldn't put that scoreboard pressure.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, the disappointing thing was, you know, they'd work hard. You know, they work so hard and then have a miss. And as you said, Richmond just get the ball and they take it down in one foul swoop. And that really does... I remember back when Robert Walls took over as coach in the mid-80s, at 86 sort of thing. And if you remember back then, we used to have the huddle. I mean, he did it at Fitzroy when he was coaching there. But I think we sort of perfected that huddle and break out. And teams would kick a point against us. And we'd basically take it the length of the field and without them touching it. So and it was really demoralising for opposition teams. You could see it, you know, I mean. They'd miss a goal and they'd panic and they wouldn't know what to do. So it was, you know, tactically it was great. But that type of thing happening really flattens the opposition. And you keep missing shots at goal and Brisbane would have been doing it, you know, and they straightened up last week, of course. But, you leave a team like Richmond in there, you know, at your own peril, really.
Mm. So obviously we've got another big one tonight with Geelong and Collingwood. Any pre-game predictions with that one? Is Mason Cox going to have another big one?
Well, yeah, for Collingwood to win, I think he's got to be a presence down forward. And I think, you know, he's very important to him. I've got a feeling Geelong might bounce back, to be honest. I you know, they were pretty poor in that first final. Gary Rowan hasn't played a good final. Gary Ablett was missing in action. I just think they had a few too many good players down, and I don't think that'll happen 2 weeks in a row. So I think it's going to be a great game, though. I think it could go either way, but just leaning slightly towards Geelong, and that's probably a little bit of hatred of Collingwood over the years. some sneaks in there, but Geelong to win for me tonight.
I would just hate to see Collingwood with momentum from last week win tonight and then win next week against Brisbane and make it to the final.
Not going to happen.
Yes, and they're only one premiership behind both us and Edmonton, too.
That's right.
We don't want to see them up there either.
No, we don't either.
Yeah, do our best to make sure they don't get there, will they? West Coast should have put them out last week. There's your mob over there that didn't do what they...
Not our mob, mate.
Our mob
and navy blue and white.
Mate, the only...
And just speaking to the Blues, well, you know, great news with players wanting to come to Carlton at the moment.
Yes.
Hasn't happened for a very long time. And, you know, we pick up Zach Williams, Adam Sard, and, you know, maybe one or two others. It's great signs for the club. And the other thing I think a lot of people don't think of is, you know, another recruit next year is Charlie Curnow. You throw him back into the mix and, you know, he is a quality footballer. And, you know, I think it's onwards and upwards for the Blues too.
Yeah, well, we just interviewed Zach Fisher and we brought up the Charlie issue and he's looking forward to having Charlie back as well.
Oh, look, he it was a shame this year that he didn't get to run around, but he's just a star. He's a real star in the making, and you know, if he had played this year, he would have put his stamp on the game. He's that good, and he's athletic, and he can take a mark and kick goals, and let's just hope he can keep his body together over the summer, wrap him in bubble wrap or something, and training, and get him through and unleash him in round one next year against the Tigers, probably.
Yeah, I was talking to my old boss, Brett Daffy, from back home in Warrnambool, and he works in Geelong, and he deals with Charlie and Ed Curnow's dad. And he was having a chat with him during the week, and he said it's the best that Charlie's looked as far as being physically and mentally fit, and he said he's just raring to go.
Just got to keep him off a basketball court, mate.
Yes, yeah, barring. So.
As I said, wrap him in bubble wrap. But, he obviously would have done a lot of work in the gym too, so he's going to bulk up a bit, and he's got a magnificent physique as well, but he could be looking like Cuda next year if he's... and wouldn't that be great to see him out there and running around and pushing players around and dominating games of footy? I'm really looking forward to next year, and I think Carlton are in for a great year.
Yeah. David, let's look back a bit on 2020 and the Blues. Which do you think was probably our best game for the year? Would it have been the Geelong, the Essendon or the Bulldogs game, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think the Doggies game. The Doggies game was probably the one game we played four quarters of footy, four good solid quarters of footy, and in nearly every game we had lapses, and or we gave away starts. The great thing about playing footy is get consistent four quarters, and that Doggies game, we just tailed them really, and right from the start, and. Went on with it. So that was a great victory, and that was one game that I thought, that could have been the turning point. But unfortunately, relapsed in quarters and games after that. So that was a game that stood out for me.
Other than that one, obviously we had a lot of close games. But I did see online the other day, out of all 18 teams, the smallest losing margin we had with 31 points against Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Look, we did. We had a lot of great games. Who forgets Nunes kicking that goal after the siren, and to win that one, that was just a great win. But I think one of the good things is winning close games. It's all right playing in close games, but if you continually getting beaten in them. It's not great for the confidence and your knowledge of knowing how to win, I suppose, is what I'm getting at. And I think they're getting better at that, knowing how to win and putting that little bit extra in the last quarter to be able to either hold on or come back and get in front.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the close wins. I know last year we were getting very frustrated with losing by 4 points, 3 points, 2 points, but then to actually come up and win those games. But I must admit, I reckon our best win this year was against Essendon. It's just great to see them just drop their lid. It's just, them and Collingwood, I just love beating them.
Yeah, and aren't they in a bit of trouble? Essendon at the moment.
It's great, isn't it?
a world of pain, and that is great for Carlton supporters, I suppose. But you get into the stage now where you're starting to almost feel sorry for them because
no,
better give yourself a slap up.
Yeah. You can't feel sorry for them.
They got a lot of problems and we've been there. We know what it was like after that salary cap thing and this drug issue. Those sort of things hang around for a long time, and they hung around Carlton and just were a bit of a burden for us for quite a while. And I think we're only just coming out of it now, really. Yeah. And that's 20 years down the track. So, I think certain things that, sitting around the Essendon Football Club, which aren't real good.
Speaking about bests, who do you think will win the best and fairest for Carlton this year?
Oh, gee, that's a good one, actually.
I'd say Jack Martin for me.
Oh, I'd say Jacob Wietering.
Yes.
Wieters will be up there.
Plowman?
Two or three. No one really stood out dominating. Normally we've got Cripper.
Yep.
It just, was... absolute standout in previous seasons, or Murphy or one of these guys. I mean, Walsh had a great second half of the season. He'll pole well too. I think it'll be a a toss-up, really. I mean, anyone could win it, you know, because it's voted for by the coaching panel, and they know where they're playing their players, whether it's Anik, you know, doing a tagging role type thing, and the influence he has in that sort of area. I don't think there's actually been a standout, and I think it'll be a great night and a great watch. And I think they're having it in February too, aren't they?
Which I
think is a great idea too. Yeah. So hopefully, we can all be there and be there on the night.
It's probably a good thing that we're sitting here chatting, not knowing who's going to win it. It just shows that the team's getting fairly even. And it's probably
not relying on one player.
No, Will saying all year there has to be something wrong with Cripper. Just he wasn't picking the ball up properly, and he just wasn't moving, and he just wasn't that strong, aggressive Cripper. And then lo and behold, you find out that he's been carrying a shoulder all year, so he's done an awesome job.
Yeah. Oh,
he's a big unit,
and Blind Freddy could have seen that he wasn't. He wasn't quite right, but such is the courage of the man that he pushed himself through and put himself in. He didn't stop playing the type of role that he had to. He didn't start becoming an outside player or try and get cheap gigs. He was in getting the hard ball still. So, and he probably led our clearances in our hard ball clearances as well. So. Credit to him, but you could tell he just wasn't quite right this year.
Yeah. Well, Dave, mate, it's our last show and it's our last few minutes to go for the year. Predictions, mate, who do you think will win this year's grand final?
Look, I think I said last week I'd be barracking for Brisbane through the final series, and I'll continue with that. But given it's not in Melbourne, I'd like to see a Port Adelaide Brisbane Grand Final. I think Port Adelaide have been underrated the whole time. They've been up on top of the ladder the whole season, and no one's really rated them too much. And geez, they've got some ripping young kids there who just go really hard at it. So I like watching them play, and I think the Port Adelaide Brisbane Grand Final will be terrific, and hopefully the Lions can take it off.
Okay, last one for you. Brownlow medal prediction. Who do you think will win that one?
I think that'll go to Brisbane as well. I think Lockie Neal. Just about wrapped up, halfway through the season just about. He is a dominant player in the competition and very consistent week in, week out. So no doubt he's around the umpires all the time, and I think he'll win it pretty easily.
Mate, that's excellent. All right, we better wrap it up for the year, mate. Once again, and as always, thank you from every one of us and all the listeners, especially us in the studio, mate. We appreciate everything you've done for us this year, coming on every week. You actually speak well. You're a credit. We love having you on the show. Enjoy it. All the listeners, everyone, even the feedback we get, love having you on the show. So you don't know how much we really do appreciate you coming on, and thanks again, mate. And
No worries, guys, and it's been my pleasure, and it's great to talk about Carlton week in, week out.
We love it too.
Melbourne's not a great place to be living in at the moment, so it gives me something to look forward to on a Saturday.
As I said, it's great to have you on, and as always we end up saying, mate, go Blues.
Blues.
We look forward
to the mighty Blues.
We look forward, and hopefully we can get you back in season 2021. So go Blues.
Go Blues. Yes,
thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye.
David Rhys-Jones.
He's a legend, isn't he?
Absolute legend. All right.
Great bloke.
It's not long to go now, so I need to say a few thank yous. Well, that's it for another season, guys. It's been an honour to bring this show to all Blues fans, and hopefully we've kept the supporters updated and entertained. A special thanks has to go to the panellists. Craig and Paris, thank you very much for coming in.
Enjoyed it. Loved it.
We also have to thank John, who started as WA chairman. We also have to thank Jesse for coming in.
Yes, thanks, Jesse.
Thank you,
Jesse.
We did try to get you in, Jesse, but because next of COVID year. Restrictions, we still can only have three. So without you guys, this show wouldn't be what it is. As I mentioned, a special thanks to our great mate David Rhys-Jones on his participation for another year. Also, a thank you to Kate Jezelenko for joining us this year. We had many special guests throughout this year, and thanks go to, and I'll reel them out, Andrew Walker, Cuda, Kane Little, Tom DeConing, Earl Spalding, Grace Egan, Katie Loynes, Jimmy Buckley, Jack Martin, Mule Hannah, Brad Cripps, David Park and Dennis Armfield, the President, Michael Judige, Richard Dennis, David Glascott, Nick Newman, Head of Football, Brad Lloyd, Kenny Hunter, Jeff Southby, Barry Gill, Jed Lamb, Greg Williams, Dean Rice, Heath Scotland, Tony DeBolfo and Zach Fisher. And thanks to our sponsors, our major sponsor Hyundai WA, Platinum sponsors Allmark and Associates, Master Picture Framers and the Carlton Football Club Home in WA, Empire at 220 Great Eastern Highway in Lathlane. And a thank you to Barbaro Butchers for their season raffle participation. Thanks to 91.3 Sport FM for the opportunity to bring this show to you every Saturday morning during the football season. And what a strange season it has been this year. Hopefully we'll all be back bigger and better next year. And lastly, thank you to the listeners for letting us into your world for an hour every Saturday morning. So keep listening to 91.3 Sport FM. And as always, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go Lions.
That they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.